When the evening was now come, because it was the Parashiv, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a noble counselor, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, came in and went boldly to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. But Pilate wondered that he should be already dead. And sending for the centurion, he asked him if he were already dead. And when he had understood it by the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And Joseph, buying fine linen, taking him down, wrapped him up in the fine linen, and laid him in a sepulchre, which was hewed out of a rock. And he rolled a stone to the door of the sepulchre. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have another long gospel today, as we had, well, depending on which Mass you went to on Sunday, at some of the Masses on Sunday, and it's the story of the Passion of our Lord. And at the very end, there's the story that I just read to you, and almost all of the time we have this story at the end, which serves actually for the formal gospel, and Father sings it in a very special tone that's very ancient and goes back to before the time of Christ in the Old Testament, and it's a very sad sort of a melody. And it tells a story, this little extra gospel at the very end. It tells a story about Joseph of Arimathea, who was a member of the Sanhedrin, but he didn't go along with what the Jews wanted to do to Jesus. He believed in him. And when the time came, there wasn't anybody to bury our Lord. It was very sad. Of course, everything on Good Friday was sad, of course, because the apostles, most of them were all afraid, and they were locked up hiding someplace. And St. John, well, he was busy taking care of the Blessed Mother, and he couldn't see to the arrangements. And so Joseph of Arimathea stepped forward, and he did what needed to be done, and he gets permission from Pilate. He goes to see him. He must have been an important person because he could get in to talk to the governor. And then he went to the marketplace, and he bought a shroud, which is a big roll of linen. You see, in the old days, they didn't put people in a coffin as they do today to bury them. They wrapped them up in white linen cloth. And that's what I'm thinking about today. The gospel ends with this white linen cloth. And during the long passion today, there's some more linen cloth that comes into play. Mark, who wrote the story of the Passion of our Lord that's sung today, well, he tells the story on himself. It seems this is probably what happened. He was from a wealthy family, and they used for pajamas, they used a sheet out of very fine linen, and they would tie it around themselves somehow or another, and that's what they would sleep in at night. Well, they had a house near the road, and the road led to Gethsemane, and Gethsemane was the garden where our Lord had the agony in the garden and where he was arrested and everything. And Mark was a young man, and he had to go to bed. And so he had gone to bed, and he heard our Lord passing by his house, and he knew our Lord. And so he got out of bed, and he watched. And then hours later, he heard a big noise. The soldiers had arrested our Lord, and they were coming back to Jerusalem right past his house, and I think past his bedroom window. That's the idea. And so he wakes up, and he jumps out of bed, and he goes outside, and he thinks to himself, I have to do something to save our Lord. And so he tries to get our Lord away from the guards so he could escape. He thinks he's being helpful. Well, the guards are already very upset because St. Peter had tried to chop off the ear of Malchus, who was a servant of the high priest, and they weren't having any of this nonsense. They were being very strict. And so as soon as he goes to try to release our Lord, somebody goes to grab him and arrest him too, except all they end up with is his sheet, his pajamas. He has to run away naked because at the last minute, he didn't get himself arrested with our Lord. He missed his chance. And out of humility, he writes that in the gospel. He tells a story about how he missed his chance to be faithful to our Lord. And the linen is left in the hands of the soldiers, and they just kind of probably throw it to the side, even though it was pretty expensive back then. Linen, children, St. John says in his Apocalypse, linen stands for the justifications of the saints, or the, well, that means the good deeds of the saints. Linen also represents Jesus as the Lamb of God. That's why our Lord is consecrated on linen. You know how the altar is covered with three linen cloths, and when Father starts the Mass, he unfolds a little linen napkin on which the chalice is placed. And the priest wears a long garment called an alb, which is Latin for white, and that's made out of linen. And then the surplice sometimes and some of the other vestments are also made out of linen. Linen is interesting. It goes back to Old Testament times. It's a natural fabric. And the interesting thing about linen is it's almost alive. You can do things to it. And so when the ladies are ironing linen, and there's always somebody ironing linen around here because we go through a lot of it, it gets wrinkled very easily and can get soiled too. When the ladies are ironing the linen, they have to be careful to shape it the right way, because when it's wet, it can be pulled one direction or another, and especially for the altar, you want it to be nice and straight. The linen, you might say, lets itself be shaped or formed. It doesn't fight back. So when the lady is ironing, she knows how to pull the linen just so that it's nice and neat. Well, that's a reminder of how our Lord is. In the epistle today, Jeremiah the prophet tells us about how our Lord goes to die like a lamb. He's led to the slaughter. He allows himself to be shaped and led. He leaves us a beautiful example. Now, St. Peter, he always comes in the Passion too. He missed his chance, as St. Mark did today. He missed his chance because I think he wasn't saying his prayers. He was supposed to, but he wasn't. He was tired because he was nervous about everything happening. And because he was tired and sad, he just fell asleep during the agony in the garden. He didn't pray with our Lord. And so he thought that he would chop off somebody's ear, that would help matters, but of course it didn't. So when our Lord gives him a look and he says, "Peter, didn't I tell you? Now you just put your sword away. None of that. We're finished with that stuff." And so he did. But he missed his chance to stay with our Lord. And later on, the gospel today tells us how he denied our Lord. You see, he wasn't meek and he wasn't prayerful and he wasn't with Jesus. But later on, St. Peter makes up for it by having the whole story written down about how humble he is. You see, children, if we can't be perfectly well-behaved and good, then we don't mind if somebody knows about it. Who's that? Well, that would be the priest in confession. And we have to all go to confession a lot in our lives because we're like linen. Linen stands for the good deeds of the saints. That is to say that it easily gets wrinkled, so do we. It easily gets soiled, and so do we. It needs to get washed and pressed and all fixed up again to be nice and white. And that's how we are probably our whole life long. When our Lord rises from the dead, St. John will find the burial linen that St. Joseph of Arimathea bought. The angels folded it in the tomb. They left it there very neat. And the angel himself will be wearing what? He'll be wearing linen. When do you wear linen? When you were baptized, Father put some linen on you, and he said, "Receive this shining white garment and keep thy baptism so as to be without blame." And then in his goodness on Easter Sunday night, for all the times that we don't, what does our Lord do? He gives us confession. When we go to confession, it's like the ladies washing the church linen and then pulling it and pressing it so it turns out just so to adorn our Lord. Well, that's a little thought that I would have you today, have you think about today during the long gospel. Oh, it is a long gospel, but remember that just by listening to it reverently, you already receive many graces. But think about how our Lord was buried in fresh white linen. and the altar has the fresh white linen. And you do too on your souls. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.